Hello, I'm Nikita Dagar. Welcome you to SSB Interview, a podcast about your dream of being an officer. Now you are thinking that what I'm going to speak about in today's episode. Calm down, I'm telling you. I would tell you about various SSB entries. So the very first entry is NDA, National Defense Academy. The exam is conducted by UPSC twice a year. Only Indian citizens are eligible and the age must be 16.5 to 19.5 years. The education qualification for it is appearing for 12th or 12th past. This entry is for only unmarried male candidates. Next is CDS, Combined Defense Service. The entry for graduates, if you are graduated in any of the streams, you can apply for it. And even if you are applying for final year exams, you are eligible for the CDS. If you go through CDS in military, age must be 19 to 24 years, and in Navy 19 to 22 years, in Air Force 19 to 23 years. Female candidates can apply only for OTA, that is Officers Training Academy. For SSC means Short Service Commission, and the age must be 19 to 25 years. If male candidates want to join OTA, they can for Short Service Commission. And age must be 19 to 25 years. Now shifting to next entry, that is TES, Technical Entry Scheme. It is conducted by Indian Army twice in a year. Those who are interested in joining engineering or technical branch can go ahead with this entry. Qualification required is 70% or above marks in 12th standard in physics, chemistry, and maths. Age limit for this is 16.5 to 19.5 years. And only male unmarried candidates can apply. Moving to next entry, UES, University Entry Scheme. BTech or BE discipline candidates who are in final year are eligible for it. Age must be 18 to 24 years. The next one entry is TGC, Technical Graduate Course. It is conducted by Indian Army twice a year. Engineering students who are appearing for final year or completed can apply for this. One entry and the age must be 20 to 27 years. Next one entry, SSC Short Service Commission for men. It is like TGC entry, but the difference is that in TGC you can apply for permanent commission and in this one for short commission. It is conducted twice in a year. Technical graduates or postgraduates are eligible for it. Age pattern is 20 to 27 years, and this is the entry in which married or unmarried both can apply. Next entry, SSC Technical Entry for Women. It is for engineering graduates in notified streams, conducted by Indian Army twice in a year, and age limit is 20 to 27 years. Now, excited to tell you about next entry, NCC Special Entry. I am ex-NCC cadet of Army Wing Senior Division, C Certificate Possessor. It is for short service commission. Only NCC cadets who have completed or appeared for final year in graduation and received the C certificate in NCC are eligible for this entry. You must have 50% marks in graduation for applying in this entry, and age limit is 19 to 25 years for both male and female candidates. Next one is JAG entry. Judge Advocate General entry. If you are graduated in the discipline of law and want to join Indian Army, congratulations, you can go through this entry. You can apply in this for short service commission if you have passed LLB with minimum 50% marks. It is for both male and female candidates, and the age limit is same for all, that is 21 to 27 years. Now rock on to the next entry, ACC, Army Cadet College. The entry for Army cadets, if you are serving in Indian Army at least from 2 years and having the age between 20 to 27 years, congrats, you can apply for this entry, but you must have passed your 12th class. Switching to the next one entry, SCO, Special Commission Officer. If you are on the height of JCOs, NCOs or other rank in Indian Army and wanna achieve more heights, then you can apply through this entry, but must have the age between 28 to 35 years and at least serving for Indian Army from 5 years. And you must have passed your 12th class for it. Taking step to next entry, Territorial Army. In this, you can serve in Indian Army only for limited time. It is made for emergency situations. Your education qualification must be graduation from any recognized university, and the age pattern is 18 to 42 years. Now, putting my staff towards the last entry, FCAT, Air Force Common Admission Test. It is conducted for the graduates twice in a year. It is further divided into three branches. First is ground duty non-technical for permanent commission or for short commission. Second is technical branch permanent commission or short service commission. And third and the last is flying branch. This is only for short service commission. Minimum age for flying branch should lie between 20 to 24 years. And for ground duty, technical and non-technical branch should be 20 to 26 years. Now, I have finished various SSB entries and I strongly believe that you needed it more than oxygen. You will be listening the voice of Mr. Parveen Dhankhad, who is international English guru, motivator, 20 years experienced trainer, and your host in the next episode. See you soon. Take care. Bye.